To complete the octamer, we must add back the pair of H2A, H2B dimers. I want to show you two things. First of all, their positions relative to the H3, H4 tetramer in this view, which I shall refer to as a frontal view. Then I want to emphasize their positions with respect to the Z-axis, which, in the software used to create these images, is normal to the screen and points outward towards you. With respect to its position along the Z-axis, the H3, H4 tetramer shown here is at the center of the histone octamer. One of the H2A, H2B pairs, namely the C and D chains, will be seen momentarily to lie in front of the H3, H4 tetramer shown here, that is, closer to you along the Z-axis. And the other H2A, H2B pair, the G and H chains, will be in the rear. The full octamer, as we shall shortly see, has a very definite helical twist, which is the basis of a so-called superhelical ramp, believed to be the site of DNA binding. Let's start with the C and D chains. We'll dim the H3H4 tetramer so we can focus on the locations of these two subunits.